A petite woman with flowing black hair and high-heeled sandals stands on a church's steps, looking more Italian than Sophia Loren. She hands out an Italian breakfast staple, cornetti, pastries filled with custard, to a half dozen Americans. As they nibble, Antoinette Mazzaglia, Tony for short, introduces herself.
Basically, all my great-grandparents were born all over Italy, mostly in the south. And so I like to say I'm 100% Italian. I was just assembled in America. Kind of like a Volkswagen. Actually, like a Fiat now.
She's been parked in Florence for about a decade. The University of North Carolina graduate spent a semester abroad here, studying Italian culture and cuisine. She fell in love with a Tuscan and decided to return. But she soon realized that her amore was stronger for Florence's food than for the fellow. Mazzaglia launched Taste Florence with a simple goal.
For visitors, when they come to the city, to not go away with a bad taste in their mouth.
This often happens after a long day of museum hopping.
They're starving and they get a really bad sandwich in one of those little tourist trap places that has everything. If a place has panini, gelato, waffles, which, by the way, not Italian, and pizza, there's a place like that right near the Uffizi, it's probably going to be really bad. Because if you have the time to make all that stuff, you didn't really make it yourself.
She has to start from scratch in describing Tuscan cuisine, particularly to Americans who imagine they'll be eating pizza and spaghetti. The bilingual Mazzaglia offers guided visits of the markets and specialty shops. Her clients see and savor this so-called poor man's food based on beans, vegetables, and wild game. Today, a group of six Americans has already sampled Tuscan cheeses, meats, and oils. Next up, gelato.
Go ahead and start eating them. The one's a little slightly more yellow. That's what they call crema. That has the egg yolk.
Okay.
The other one is fior di latte. It's just milk, cream, and sugar.
They're eager to get eating, but Mazzaglia wants to show them how to enjoy it like an Italian.
Prepare for this. 8-year-old balsamic vinegar of Reggio Emilia.
She pours it over the gelato, and Penny DiMartino digs in.
It almost tastes like liquor, like if you put rum on ice cream, but better. It doesn't have the liquor aftertaste.
The Long Islander came to Italy to eat the Italian food that her half-Italian husband doesn't know how to make. She and the others dine on spelt salad, stuffed zucchini, and are encouraged to try salted cod on Friday. Frequent traveler William Moore says Mazzaglia has helped them sink their teeth into Florence's and Italy's true art, cuisine.
You may not be able to appreciate every detail in, you know, every work of art of the Uffizi, but you surely can appreciate, a fantastic carbonara or what have you. We all come equipped with the basic equipment, the taste buds for that. You don't need a degree in art history to see the sort of subtle layers of this dish versus that.
Her clients won't get duped when selecting wines for dinner or gifts. They'll also make sure their extra virgin olive oil isn't more than a year old and won't judge it by its color. Italians learn these lessons as children. Americans need a guide to this varied culinary culture. But Mazzaglia says Americans are becoming more familiar with Italian cuisine at home, thanks to cooking shows on TV.
Now we're starting to watch the Food Network and other fantastic networks that are just giving us a wealth of chefs and programs where they travel to Italy, to all parts of Italy, and helping people understand there's a difference. Each region has its own food. Each town has its own food. Even across town in Florence, you have two different plates.
With each glass, it becomes clear that Antoinette Mazzaglia has shown these Americans how to eat and drink like Italians. They linger over the Tuscan reds and nibble on tomato-topped bruschette. Strangers this morning exchange email addresses and promise to keep in touch. Taste Florence taught them in one day what Italians have said for centuries. The time you spend eating is never wasted. For VOA News, I'm Nancy Greenlease in Florence, Italy.